Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Kind of shook up here. And I tell people I've heard everything twice. Well, here's the third time. No, this is... I remember I was at a Hurricane Andrew. And this was so weird to me. And very emotional in Louisiana. And you'll understand the relevance in a second. And everything was destroyed. And I mean everything, man. Homes, cars, all the trees were down. And there was this house flattened. It's a true story. And I was covering it for NBC. And we came driving up. And there were three little girls dancing. Dancing, man, among the destruction. And I couldn't imagine that little girls could find joy in that. Or that they were oblivious to what just happened. Or that they were alive. And I had that same feeling this morning. His name was Joe, right? When Joe called, as I told this story about this, a 10-month-old who overdosed on heroin, fentanyl in the rocks, one of the two, saved by first responders with Narcan, and grandma responsible for that beautiful baby running from the scene. And then Joe calls in and made it even worse. Listen to this.
There's local people who go to that house and they all do drugs together. But the one time we came around the bend, my wife and my family were in the truck, and the lady was laying on the sidewalk. We thought she was dead, and her two little daughters were playing dolls around her, like jumping like over her body.
All right, you got to play that again because it's rare that I get blown away. Listen to this.
There's local people who go to that house and they all do drugs together. But the one time we came around the bend, my wife and my family were in the truck, and the lady was laying on the sidewalk. We thought she was dead, and her two little daughters were playing dolls around her, like jumping like over her body.
Like, man, how do we accept that? No, really, how does that play out? How the hell is that allowed to happen? In America, in our town, man. It's the rocks. No one gives a damn. Oh, really? I'll tell you who gives a damn. One of my boys, one of my closest friends, Pastor James Hogan, that's his hood. That's his territory. That's a stone's throw from his home. And I had to grab the only man of God I listen to, quite frankly. Well, help me with this madness, man. What the hell is that, man?
It's heartbreaking is what it is. You just don't know, like, how much trauma these kids throughout these river valleys deal with. And just in the general sense, all the kids are dealing with trauma. But then you get nightmare scenarios like this where these particular children are so used to the mess that they're literally using grandma's body as a prop for their game, not knowing if she's going to wake up from her stupor or if she's just going to tick out. And it's crazy, but you see it. You see kids who have dealt with so much that it's just, it's unbelievable what is normal to them.
God. Hey, man. Pastor James Hogan, my good friend from Faith Bridge Community Church. That is, that's right where you live, is it not, sir?
Oh, yeah. The house is about 3 blocks from my house.
God. Hey, man. Help me with some math here. If Joe's seen it, I'm guessing you've seen the madness there, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That house and a couple of houses over near there are constant drug trade. There was a drug dealer shot and killed there a couple months ago. It's nonstop.
Yeah, he said the same thing. There was a drug dealer killed right in front of the house. Help me with some stupid math. How the hell is this allowed to happen? Why isn't someone there taking everyone out, taking the kids out, boarding up the house, giving a damn? Why, man?
It's such a web of mess that the cops, we called the cops here at the church on Saturday. We were rehearsing. We have an outreach concert coming up, and we were rehearsing, and one of my guys went downstairs and heard a noise in the stairwell and looked out the door, and there's a lady sewing 10 stamp bags to another lady what? In our stairwell at the church.
What?
And so, you know, he told them to get lost and called the cops. And to their credit, the Stowe police sent an officer up, and you know, the officer said he looked up and down the street for several blocks and didn't see the people that were involved. But when you talk to the police, they feel defeated because the magistrate doesn't do anything about it. When you talk to the drug task force, they feel defeated because the DA doesn't do anything about it. And this thing that started to happen about 15 years ago, where the idea was, let's put people in these legal offices that want the system to break, has worked. It's broken now. The police in general don't do much about anything. And it's because they waste their time and risk their lives pulling people over only to see everything dismissed. And it's heartbreaking. There's going to be a kid killed in my neighborhood by a car speeding through a stop sign. And I've been complaining about it for a couple of years. But
Hey, man, when do you say to hell? When do you say to hell with this? You have a beautiful wife and kids. When do you say, I'm done with this crap? I'm going someplace where I think my family can live.
I don't, because to give up on the area is to give up on the people, and the people don't deserve that. For every person like this boy or woman who is a complete mess, there's somebody next door who's punching the clock every day and feeding their family.
Hey, hold on, though. How the hell does a grandmother do this to a 10-month-old, leave heroin around, and then run from the scene? Help me like I'm a 4-year-old, man. Explain
it. That's addiction right there in a nutshell. That's, you know, the most important thing in her life at that point was the drugs first and staying out of jail second. Yeah. Because once you go to jail, you can't get the drugs. And so that her whole idea wasn't about making sure she was there to be responsible for what had happened. It was about staying free so she could score more drugs.
Hey, what street is that?
That's Fair Oaks Street.
Fair Oaks. 100 block?
Probably block.
Thanks, my brother. Appreciate you.
Have a good day. God bless, man.
Stay safe. I mean that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.